I was that great feeling. It was a family. It was a family company, and we were all like members of a family.
A young fella in an orchard, he leaves an apple. A man in a brewery, he's bound to drink.
Depend on the weather, fine weather. The weather was very good at the time, and you had a good summer, a very warm summer. Well, the lager side of it would sell quite well then during the summer months.
Big, huge tanks of beer, lots of beer lines. You know, you have your bottling line of conveyors and bottles flying around the place. You have filling heads, you have a palletizer, deep palletizer, very modern equipment.
Fermentation, wort tank, wort cooler, 24 conical fermenters, 60 storage tanks, beer removal and alcohol recovery plants, yeast propagation, water deaeration plants. CO2 collection plants, detergents, and sterling systems. The boiled wort goes to cooling, plus yeast, and plus oxygen.
The weather was very, very warm summer. Well, the lager side of it would sell quite well then during the summer months. And so we were at a certain point dependent on the weather. It's been a very good summer. I'm sure you enjoyed very good sailing.
These are actually pure cultures of growing yeast that now is fosters.
Fermentation is then done at between 11 and 22 degrees Celsius. Wort and yeast goes to beer and CO2 gas. It stays 10 days then in the FE tanks, including fine operation. Cooled to 0 degrees before transfer out to storage.
It's analyzed by the machine.
These are actually pure cultures of growing yeast that now is fosters.
A densitometer in an alcohol cell.
Then comes September, between October, the lager sales would drop a little bit, and the stout sales would increase.
Burnt, strong, you'd know it was a brewery.
My father worked with Beamish and Crawford's. He was a representative of the traveller. Well, he came home on Friday evening and said I was starting on Monday morning. I had no choice.
My mother got restored at a small little pub. She was never a woman who would be afraid to ask.
My grandfather was there years ago, and then I had uncles. And I had Christy Dunneau, and I had a cousin Dave Bowman, and I had a first cousin Jimmy DeLee worked there.
Sean Leary, well known, Don Keneally, Bill O'Connell.
There was no work.
Noel Barrett's sister or wife is married to somebody else within the brewery, and there are cousins and all sorts, so you really must be careful. Thank you.
For 26 years, he was an all-night sand boiler. Like, coal was scarce and they used to be using turf.
Organising everything in and out of here.
It was out in the cold.
As cost-effective and as efficient as possible.
He'd have to grease the lorries and change the oil in them. And if a lorry broke down, he'd have to go out and tow them in. But then he ended up the greaser.
Got to make sure that it's there when it's supposed to be there.
I had £2, I think 14 a six starting off in 1957.
25 pubs per day for 5 days of the week for about 30 odd years.
There were six bottles, empty bottles went into the washer at the time, so it was manual.
Firkins.
And there was a big iron bin alongside you. And
barrel.
Then they go through the washer.
Casks.
And they take them off and they put them into a timber crate.
Kegs.
To be like a churn, a big round thing, and there was all tubes out of it.
8 gallon.
And the crowns were in above, and each bottle when she'd press her foot and crown it, you imagine the speed.
Kills that held 16 gallons.
A day, roughly about 200 dozen, that's all was being done a day at that time.
500 bottles in 60 seconds. We had a famous belfry as such in the brewery. It was right over what was called the mill loft. It was a bell in a beautiful timber style belfry. The bell would be rung morning time at 8:05. It would also be then rung at, I think it was 5:01, from my memory now, 5:01. And rung again then at 2:55 and at 5:30 in the evening.
I spent nearly 2/3 of my life in Beamish's. It was a part of my life. It was a part of my home. It was a home. It was your second home. You have a home, you come home to sleep and have a socialise with your family, and then you go into your other home and you get paid for it.
Osher, my father, he had three passions in life: politics, his family, GAA, and Beamish and Crawfords, and we never know which one he liked best. When he'd be out for the day, I'd hear him talking to my mother about what happened, and, you know, relating that he met such and such a person, and she'd say, "How'd you do today? I did well." And he was a hard worker, worked very hard all his life, and he worked with him for 49 years, almost 50.
Started a new propagation to take